哈利路亚，各位弟兄姊妹，大家平安。
哈利路亚 ，peace to all brothers and sisters。
下午根据圣经一起来查考，一人祈祷大有功效。
This afternoon, according to the Bible, we will study the topic, the prayers of the righteous are greatly effective.
早上提到约拿的神迹。
And this morning, we talked about the miracles of Jonah.
同样那一段也记载在路加福音的第十一章三十节。
And that is recorded in Luke chapter 11, verse 30.
他讲的又比较具体。在那边记载的又比较详细。
And it is recorded in great detail.
他说约拿成了尼尼微城的神迹。
And it says that Jonah became the miracle of Nineveh.
所以耶稣基督也成为那个世代的神迹。
And so Jesus Christ became a miracle in that generation.
因为约拿是神迹里面的主角。
Because Jonah was the main character in the miracle.
所以当他本人去尼尼微城传警告是有功效的。
So when he himself went to preach to Nineveh, it was greatly effective.
因为人都是要眼见为凭，看到了才算。
Because as humans, we have to see.
对耶稣年代的人来讲
，and for the people in the generation of Jesus，
当主耶稣在讲约拿神迹的时候，主耶稣还没有受死。
At the time when Jesus talked about the miracle of Jonah, he had not died yet。
所以主耶稣从死里复活还没有呈现。
And he had not resurrected yet。
他们可以不相信。
And so they did not have to believe。
对我们今天的来讲，更是这样。
And for us today, it is like so.
我们没有看过耶稣。
Because we have not seen Jesus.
我们更没有看过耶稣被钉十字架。
We have not seen Jesus crucified to the cross.
我们没有看过主耶稣死在十字架。
We have not seen Jesus die on the cross.
我们没有看过主耶稣被埋葬。
And we have not seen Jesus buried.
我们更没有看到主耶稣从死里复活。
And we have not seen Jesus resurrect from the dead.
我们也没有看到主耶稣升天。
And we have not seen him resurrect to heaven.
我们更没有看到主耶稣坐在神的右边，替我们不断的代求。
And we do not see Jesus sitting on the right hand side of God.
一连串的我们都不都没有看过。
And all these things we have not seen.
那我们怎么知道主耶稣是钉死埋葬复活呢？
And so how do we know that Jesus was nailed to the cross, that he was buried and he resurrected?
主耶稣早就知道我们会这样问。
And Jesus knew that we would ask this.
说他在约翰福音十四章十六节就这么说了。
So in John chapter 14 verse 16 he said this.
去天父那里会要求天父赐下保惠师。
And he said, I will go to the Father and ask him to send the Counselor.
约翰福音十六章第七节又这么说。
And in John chapter 16, verse 7, it records this.
主耶稣说，我不回天上，保惠师就不会来。
And Jesus said that if I do not go back to heaven, then the Counselor will not come.
保惠师就是圣灵。
And this Counselor is the Holy Spirit.
那我们今天来到教会，受洗归入主名下的所有的弟兄姊妹。
So all the brothers and sisters who have been baptized and belong to Christ.
我们求得圣灵之后。
After we ask and receive the Holy Spirit.
缓过来思想。
We must think.
那主耶稣早在我们没有得圣灵，没有认识他之前，他就这么说了。
That Jesus said before we received the Holy Spirit, before we knew him.
我不去，保惠师不来。
He said that if I do not go, then the Counselor will not come.
那我们今天领受圣灵了。
So today we receive the Holy Spirit.
那证明什么？
So what is this evidence of?
主耶稣已经回天上。
It means that Jesus has returned to heaven.
主耶稣也已经要求天父赐下保惠师。
And he has asked the Father to send the Counselor.
所以我们今天求得圣灵。
So today we could ask and receive the Holy Spirit.
有圣灵同在。
And we have the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们理当要相信。
So we must believe.
主耶稣为我们被钉死在十字架上。
That Jesus was crucified on the cross for us.
被埋葬三天复活。
And he was buried for 3 days and after he resurrected.
现在在神的右边替我们代求。
And now he is on the right hand of God.
神都在替我们，主耶稣都在替我们代求了。
And Jesus is asking on our behalf.
那我们的祷告呢？
And so what about our prayers?
每逢讲到读经祷告。
Whenever we talk about reading the Bible and praying.
越讲越奇怪。
And it becomes more strange the more we talk about it.
因为祷告跟 啊、读经跟我们吃饭 喝水是一样的。
Because reading the Bible and praying is just like eating and drinking.
从来没有人要教我们要吃饭要喝水。
No one has ever taught us how to eat or how to drink water.
我们饿了渴了就去吃饭就去、啊、喝水。
When we are hungry or thirsty, we go and eat and drink.
这叫做本能反应。
And so this is a natural reaction.
那属灵的本能反应呢？
And so what is a spiritual natural reaction?
如果还要、啊、有人特别的提醒
If someone has to remind us
对一个基督徒来讲是很奇怪的、啊、说法
Then it is very strange for us as Christians
所以祷告读经不用再提醒了
So we should not be reminded to pray and read the Bible、
啊、我们 必要提醒的是祷告的功效
We must be reminded of the efficacy of prayer
所以我们今天要根据圣经
So today, according to the Bible,
来思考一下
we will think about
为什么有人的 有些人的祈祷是有功效的
why some people's prayers are effective
有太多的祷告见证
and there are many prayers that are testimonies
那我们本身呢
and so how about ourselves
我们请看雅各书第五章
let us turn to James chapter 5
十六节
verse 16
雅各书第五章十六节
James chapter 5 verse 16
请念
Verse 16 Therefore confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective.、
啊、这里谈到义人的祈祷大有功效
Here talks that the prayer of a righteous man is effective.、
有一些信徒很期待传道人能为他代祷
And some members wish for the pastors to pray for them
我们、固定的、印象是说、传道的祷告比较有功效
And so we think that the prayers of pastors are more effective
圣经没有这么说
But the Bible does not say this
圣经是说义人祷告有功效
The Bible says that the prayers of the righteous man is effective
所以首先我们要、探讨谁是义人
And so first you must think about what is a righteous person
我们从圣经里面可以找到三种义人
And from the Bible we can see three types of righteous people
那我们顺便检查一下我们是那一种义人吗
And you must examine and see if we are that type of righteous person
如果是
And if we are
那我们的祷告也是有功效的
Are our prayers effective
那我们再来谈一谈怎么祷告才有功效
And then we will talk about how our prayers can become effective.
除了我们是义人以外
Apart from the fact that we are righteous.
那义人是怎么祷告的呢
How do the righteous people pray?
我们请看创世纪十五章
Let us turn to Genesis chapter 15.
第六节
Genesis 15 verse 6.
创世纪十五章第六节
Genesis 15 verse 6. Abram believed the Lord, and he credited it to him as righteousness.
亚伯兰、蒙神选召成为他的选民。
And Abram was called by God to become his chosen people.
从加勒底的乌尔一直到来到哈兰。
And so he went from Ur to Haran.
一直来到迦南地。
And went to Canaan.
一开始神就应许他。
And in the beginning, God promised him.
两个应许。
He promised him two things.
第一个
The first,
迦南地要赐给你和你的子子孙孙
That he would give him the land of Canaan to him and his descendants
第二个
And the second thing,
你的子孙要像天上的星 海边的沙那样多不可胜数
And that his descendants would be as numerous as the stars in the sky and the sand on the seashore
亚伯兰从哈兰一直来到迦南地已经一段时间了
And so Abraham had traveled from Haran to Canaan for a period of time.
他太太都没有生育。
And her, his wife had not conceived.
所以就在当下神应许要给,要给他孩子。
And so when God promised to give him a son,
说你的,以后,你的子孙会像天上的,会像,天上的星那样多。
He said that his descendants would be as numerous as the stars in the sky.
所以第六节才这么说。
So in verse 6 he records this
亚伯兰接受
that Abraham accepted and believed、
哦、神这样说他这样接受
because God said this he accepted
所以神就以他这种接受为他的义
And because he believed, God credited it to him as righteous.
谁是义人?
And so what is a righteous person?
相信领受神的话,这种人是义人。
A righteous person is one who believes and accepts the word of God.
我们读经,我们听到之后领受了吗?
And so after we listen to the word, do we accept?
如果我们领受,我们就是义人。
If we accept and believe, then we are righteous.
我们再看第二种义人。
Let us study the second type of righteous person.
请看罗马书第四章。
Let us turn to Romans chapter 4.
第七节第八节。
Romans chapter 4, verse 7 and 8.
罗马书四章第七节第八节。
Romans chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. Blessed are they whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Verse 8. Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord will never count against him.
得赦免其过遮盖其罪的这人是有福的。
And here it says, blessed are those whose sins are forgiven and covered.
啊，被赦罪的这种人是有福的。
And so those who have forgiven, they are blessed.
主不算为有罪的人，这种人是有福的。
Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord will never count against him.
那就是加拉太书三章二十七节说的。
And that is what is recorded in Galatians chapter 3, verse 27.
受洗归入基督就是披戴基督。
That when you are baptized into Christ, that is to put on Christ.
啊，不分种族，不分啊阶级，不分啊性别。
It doesn't matter your race or your status.
在基督里都成为一了。
In Christ, we are all one.
啊，所以受洗最得赦的人就是义人。
So once you are baptized and your sins are forgiven, then you are righteous.
我想我们在座的弟兄姊妹 都已经受洗了。
And I believe that the majority of us sitting here are baptized.
所以我们在神面前是义人。
So before Christ, we are righteous.
看第三种义人。
And let us study the third type of righteous person.
请看约翰一书第三章。
Let us turn to 1 John chapter 3.
第七节。
1 John chapter 3, verse 7.
约翰一书三章。第七节。
First John chapter 3 verse 7. Dear children, do not let anyone lead you astray. He who does what is right is righteous, just as he is righteous.
这里强调行义的就是义人。
And here it emphasizes that he who does what is right is righteous.
就是照神的话去做的这种人就是义人。
That is to say a person who does according to the word of God.
那我想我们在座的弟兄姊妹，
And so I think that the brothers and sisters sitting amongst us today,
这三种的描述我们统统有。
That we have these three things recorded in the Bible.
所以理当我们的祷告是有功效的。
So our prayers should be effective.
问题是经验告诉我们。
But the problem is our experience tells us,
真的是这样吗?
That is it really like so?
那为什么不是这样呢?
And why is it not like this?
我们再看回来雅各书第五章。
Let us turn back to John chapter 5.
第五章十七节十八节。
John chapter 5, verse 17 and 18. Verse 17. Elijah was a man just like us. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. 18. Again he prayed, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its crops.
雅各为了要说明义人祷告大有功效。
And James, because he wanted to talk about how the prayers of the righteous are effective.
用以利亚先知为实例。
And he used Elijah as an example.
来说明义人祷告的功效。
To say how the prayers of the righteous are effective.
所以十七节他这么说明。
So in verse 17, it records.
以利亚除了我们的职分跟他不一样以外。
Elijah, apart from the fact that our status might be different,
他是与我啊，他以利亚与我们是一样性情的人。
He was a man just like us.
他是人。
He is a man.
我们也是人。
And we are men too.
只是他是先知。
But he was a prophet.
这是他的职分。
And this is his status.
所以这里不强调他的职分。
So here it does not emphasize his status.
这里是强调他是人。
Here it emphasizes that he is a man.
是普通人。
He is an ordinary man.
没有什么特别的人。
And there is nothing special about this
man. 为什么他跟我们一样是人，他的祷告是有功效的呢？
So why is it that although he is like us and he is a man, his prayers are effective?
那我们就应当回到历史的现场了。
So we must turn back to history.
我们请看列王记上十七章。
Let us turn to 1 Kings chapter 17.
第一节。
1 Kings chapter 17, verse 1.
列王记上十七章第一节。
First Kings chapter 17 verse 1. Now Elijah the Tishbite from Tishbe in Gilead said to Ahab, As the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, whom I serve, there will be neither dew nor rain in the next few years except at my word.
先知很大胆地去找君王说明这件事。
And the prophet, he was very brave and he went to talk to Ahab, the king, about this.
同样是受膏者。
And he was also most high.
祭司负责献祭。
And the prophet is in charge of making sacrifices.
君王负责治理国事。
And the king is in charge of the matters of the kingdom.
先知负责教导成为神的代言人。
And the prophet is in charge of instructing and leading people.
同样受膏者，职分不同。
And so, although they are both the Most High, their position is different.
所以职责不同，他的责任不一样。
And so they have different responsibilities.
但是一个先知要去找君王谈这件事情。
But for a prophet to talk to a king about these matters,
我先知不祷告就不会下雨。
That I, as a prophet, if I do not pray, then there will be no rain.
不会下雨会产生饥荒。
If there is no rain, then there will be a famine.
当国家遇到饥荒，
and when the nation encounters a famine,
会产生社会问题。
There will be problems in society.
那就表示君王治理不当。
Which means that the king does not have a lot of control.
那责任就要放在国王身上。
And so the responsibility is on the king.
所以这种说法，君王应该很紧张。
And so when the prophet said this, the king should be very nervous.
可是亚哈王好像没有什么动，没有什么反应。
But Ahab did not have any reaction.
从以利亚讲了这一段话之后，
After Elijah said this,
就开始饥荒了。
And the famine started.
因为没有下雨，饥荒是慢慢的形成的。
Because there was no rain, it happened slowly.
刚开始没有什么感觉。
And in the beginning, they did not feel like this was happening.
慢慢就发现了。
But very soon they realized.
所以后来亚哈王很不高兴。
And so later on, King Ahab was not very happy.
决定要抓以利亚，把他处死。
And so he wanted to catch Elijah and put him to death.
以利亚就不见了。
But Elijah ran away.
神把他安排在寡妇的家了。
And he went to the house of a widow.
那以利这个亚哈王就找只要是先知的抓到就杀头。
And so Ahab, he captured all the prophets and whoever he captured, he killed.
所以当时所有的先知都要 躲藏起来。
And so at that time, all the prophets had to hide.
到了十八章第一节。
And so when we come to chapter 18, verse 1,
他说过了都到了第三年。
Here it says, in the third year,
神向以利亚说,
the word of the Lord came to Elijah.
你再去找亚哈王。
Go and present yourself to Ahab.
告诉他我要降雨在地上。
And tell him I will send rain on the land.
所以在有人的安排之下，他们两个人见面。
And so, under the preparations of someone, they met.
因为神跟以利亚说，你不要惧怕，你去找王就对了。
Because God told Elijah, do not be afraid, just go find the king.
对先知来讲是有生命危险的。
And even though the prophet had his life at risk.
因为亚哈王在气头上。
Because Ahab was angry.
因为亚哈王遇到先知就杀头。
Because Ahab beheaded all the prophets he met.
只因为神告诉以利亚。
But because God told Elijah.
没有关系，你去找他。
That you can go and find him.
他们两个人就见面了。
The two met.
在列王记上十八章的十七节。
In 1 Kings chapter 18 verse 17.
还有十八节。
In verse 18.
两个人见面之后有一段的对话。
They had a conversation when they met.
就是两个在推卸责任。
And both of them were pushing their responsibilities on the other person.
亚哈王见到先知说，今天国家遇到灾荒，你要负责。
And Ahab, when he saw Elijah, he said that today the nation has encountered this trouble and you have to take responsibility for it.
以利亚先知也不是省油的灯，他说今天国家遇到饥荒，你爸爸跟你通通要负责。
And Elijah said, today the nation has encountered this trouble, and you and your father are responsible for this.
这叫做口水战。
And so this is a war of words.
所以以利亚先知就说了。
So Elijah the prophet said,
谁要负责任，不是这样口水战就有用。
That whoever takes responsibility, it is not in a matter of words.
我们到加密山上。
Let us go to Mount Carmel.
啊，各自向自己的神祷告。
And we will pray to our own gods.
啊，看哪一个神听我们的祷告。
And let us see which god, gods listen to our prayers.
那一位神就是真神。
And that God will be the true God.
那从以后，我们通通要敬拜这个神。
And from now on, we will all worship this one God.
再用献祭的方法来分别谁的神是真的。
And so using the method of sacrifice, they were able to distinguish which God was real.
轮到以利亚的时候。
So when it came to Elijah,
他的祷告是这样的。
His prayer was like this.
这个就是祷告有功效的关键。
And this is an effective prayer.
我们请看列王记上十八章。
Let us look at 1 Kings chapter 18.
37节看到39节。
Verse 37 to 39.Verse 37, Answer me, O Lord, answer me, so these people will know that you, O Lord, are God, and that you are turning their hearts back again. 38, Then the fire of the Lord fell and burned up the sacrifice, the wood, the stones, and the soil, and also licked up the water in the trench. 39, When all the people saw this, they fell prostrate and cried, The Lord, He is God, the Lord, He is God.
以利亚的祷告
The prayer of Elijah
两个重点
had two main points.
希望神能够答应。
And he wanted God to answer him.
第一个
The first thing,
让百姓的心回转。
That the hearts of the people would return back.
那百姓的心怎么回转？
And so how did the hearts of the people turn back?
要认识神啊。
They must know God.
啊，怎么认识神？
And how do they know God?
神啊，你要显个神迹啊。
God had to show them a miracle.
从天降下火烧掉这些祭物啊。
So God had to send fire from heaven to burn up the sacrifice.
神，你只要显个神迹。
God, as long as you show them a miracle.
众民就认识你，就会回心转意。
The people would know you and they would turn their hearts back to you.
第二个。
The second thing.
让现场的百姓认识我是你的工人。
For the people there to know that I am your worker.
神迹显出之后。
After the miracle was performed,
39节
verse 39,
众民看到这种神迹，就伏伏在地说：“神，耶和华是神，耶和华是神。”
When the people saw this happen, they fell prostrate and cried, "The Lord, He is God."
一直讲主是神呐、
啊。So they kept saying, "The Lord, He is God."
因为这个神迹认识神了、啊。
And so because of this miracle, they came to know God.
因为这个神迹全部都趴在地上了、啊。
Because of this miracle, all of them fell prostrate on the ground.
因为认识神了。
Because they knew God.
祷告要有功效。
For prayer to be effective,
心要归向神。
Our hearts need to turn to God.
我们的心如果不归向神。
If our hearts do not turn to God,
祷告没有用啊。
Then our prayers would be ineffective.
那什么叫做心归向神呢？
So what does it mean for our hearts to turn to God?
就是相信神，敬拜神啊。
That is to...Believe and fear God.
一个归敬拜神、归向神的人。
A person who fears God and turns their heart to God.
他的祷告是有功效的。
Their prayers are effective.
第二个原因。
The second reason.
我们请看列王记上十八章。
Let us look at 1 Kings chapter 18.
43节。
Verse 43.
一直看到45节。
From verse 43 to 45.43, go and look towards the sea, he told his servant. And he went up and looked. There is nothing there, he said. Seven times Elijah said, go back. 44, the seventh time the servant reported, a cloud as small as a man's hand is rising from the sea. So Elijah said, go and tell Ahab, hitch up your chariot and go down before the rain stops you. 45, meanwhile the sky grew black with clouds. The wind rose, a heavy rain came on, and Ahab rode off to Jezreel.
这里看到以利亚的祷告。
And here we see the prayer of Elijah.
他不是先知吗？
And isn't he a prophet?
先知也是要这样祷告啊。
Prophets had to pray in this way too.
先知就可以躺着祷告吗？
Were the prophets able to lie down and pray?
信徒才要跪着祷告吗？
Is it that only the members have to kneel down and pray?
这段的记载是记载以利亚祷告的恳切。
And this shows the sincerity of Elijah's prayer.
看回来雅各书第五章。
Let us turn back to James chapter
5:18-17这一段。
James chapter 5:17。
这里谈到他以利亚恳切祷告。
And here it says Elijah prayed earnestly.
求不下雨，雨就不下来了。
And he prayed that it would not rain, and it did not rain.
又祷告，天就降下雨来了。
And again he prayed, and the heavens gave rain.
不管要祷告不下雨，还是要祷告下雨，通通要恳切祷告。
Whether to pray that it would not rain, or to pray that it would rain, he had to pray earnestly.
凭着信心不断的直求啊。
And so by his faith, he had to ask.
这叫做恳切祷告。
So this is called praying earnestly.
不因为他是先知。
It is not because he is a prophet.
就可以随便祷告。
That he can pray in any way he wanted to.
所以跟职分无关呢。
So it doesn't, it has nothing to do with your position and status.
是跟他的祷告态度有绝对关系。
But it has a direct relationship with your attitude and prayer.
所以在加密山上。
And so on Mount Carmel,
百姓的心回转归向神。
When the hearts of the people return back to God,
从以利亚去找君，去找亚哈王。
From when Elijah went to find Ahab,
一直到百姓的心回转。
Until the point where the hearts of the people return to God,
我们看到以利亚先知是站在什么样的立场。
We can see what kind of position Elijah the prophet stood in.
因为在列王记上16:30
Because in 1 Kings chapter 16 verse 30
特别提到亚哈王是一个多么不好的王。
It mentions that Ahab was not a very good king.
身为一个先知，
As a prophet,
他有责任跟他警告。
Elijah had the responsibility to warn him.
但是先知警告君王是有生命危险的。
But for a prophet to warn the king, his life was at risk.
但是他站在神的公义上面。
But he stood on the righteousness of God.
也站在真理上面。
And he stood on truth.
不对就是不对。
What is right is right.
我不管你高不高兴。
And I don't care if you are happy or not.
你不按真理而行，就是不对。
If you do not act according to the truth, then this is wrong.
不对就是要处罚。
And if it is wrong, then you must be punished.
所以饥荒就来了。
And that is why the famine came.
所以先知站在神的立场。
And so the prophet stood in the position from God's perspective.
所以我们要知道以利亚的祷告为什么有功效。
So we must know why Elijah's prayer was effective.
这叫做按照神的旨意求了。
Because he was asking according to the will of God.
约翰一书四章那边不是有提到吗？
In 1 John chapter 4 it records.
按照神的旨意求都会求得到，神必成全的。
That God will grant you whatever you ask according to his will.
神的旨意是什么？
So what is the will of God?
就是真理啊。
That is the truth.
所以以利亚是站在真理上面。
So Elijah stood on the truth.
站在神的立场上。
And he stood from God's perspective.
所以他的祷告有功效。
And so his prayer was effective.
连在跟亚哈王对抗的时候。
So even when he was going against Ahab.
他的祷告有功效。
His prayer was effective.
所以神迹显明。
And so the miracle happened.
这个就是有功效的祷告。
And this is a prayer that is effective.
等到百姓的心回转了。
And so when the hearts of the people returned,
再恳切祷告。
He prayed earnestly again.
超自然界的现象就出现了。
And there was a miracle that happened.
生病不是要给医生看吗？
When you're sick, do you not go to a doctor?
为什么祷告有用？
So why do prayers work?
自然界的现象。
The natural things that happen.
就是自然界的灾害。
And natural disasters.
为什么靠着祷告可以转变呢？
Why can you change these things through prayer?
这都是超越自然的。
And these, all these things transcend what is natural.
所以我们不要以为以利亚先知有三头六臂。你不要以为以利亚有什么大的力量。
So we should not think that Elijah has some great strength.
他没有比较特别。
He is not special.
他的特别是站在神的立场。
What is special about him is that he stands from the perspective of God.
他的特别是带领百姓归向神。
What is special about him is that he brought the people back to God.
他的特别是恳切祷告。
And what is special about him is that he prayed earnestly.
祷告的功效就出现。
And so that is why we see the effectiveness of his prayer.
我们再看雅各书五章十九节跟二十节。
Let us look at James chapter 5, verse 19 and 20. Verse 19, My brothers, if one of you should wander from the truth and someone should bring him back, 20, remember this. Whoever turns a sinner from the error of his way will save him from death and cover over a multitude of sins.
雅各为了要说明义人祈祷大有功效。
Because James wanted to talk about the prayer of a righteous person is effective.
首先他讲以利亚的以利亚这个人啊，这个先知为例。
And first of all, he used the example of Elijah the prophet.
来勉励我们大家。
For our encouragement.
接着下来。
And following on.
就给我们大家一个功课。
He gave us something to do.
祷告。既然啊，义人的祷告既然是大有功效
，since the prayer of a righteous man is greatly effective，
那在我们当中
，then amongst us，
有多少是迷失的信徒
？How many of us are lost members？
所以这里说，若有我们中间若有失迷真道的人
，and so here it says if any one of you should wander from the truth，
这里讲你们中间
，it says Any one of you.
就是教会啊。
And that is the church.
教会有人失迷真道。
If anyone in the church wanders from the truth.
有人让他回转。
And someone brings him back.
就像以利亚先知让那些人回转一样。
Just like Elijah turned the people back.
说这人该知道叫一个人从叫一个罪人从迷路上转回便是救一个灵魂不死。
And this person should know that whoever turns a sinner from the error of his way will save him from death.
这叫做抢救灵魂啊。
And so this is saving souls.
所以他说这样可以遮盖许多的罪。
And so here he records that it covers a multitude of sins.
我们很清楚。
And so we know very clearly.
迷失真道的同龄。
That those who are lost.
什么叫做迷失？
What does it mean to be lost?
已经不来教会了。
It means those who no longer come to church.
已经有问题了。
Or they have some problems.
已经不理你了。
Or they ignore you.
甚至已经失踪了。
Or they are lost.
那我们怎么叫他回来？
So how do we tell them to return?
三言两语有用吗？简单讲几句话就有用吗？
Can we just say a few words to them?
不断去慰问他就有用吗？
Or do we just ask them questions, will this work?
没有用。
No, this will not work.
所以我们久而久之就不做这一区块的工作了。
So after a while, we no longer do this.
我们会想教会有很多事工。
And I believe there is a lot of work in the church.
我不一定要做这个区块的工作。
And so I do not need to do this type of work.
所以这个区块很少人去做。
So this type of work, not a lot of people do.
因为很难。
Because it is very difficult.
所以雅各就给我们这个功课。
So James gave us this to do.
这个功课真的很难。
And this is very difficult.
那就是跟以利亚的祷告一样。
And it is like the prayer of Elijah.
如果我们今天知道义人的祷告是有功效的。
If today we know that the prayer of a righteous person is effective.
那我们就按照我们刚才所说的去做。
Then we should do according to what we have just studied.
我们拭目以待。
And we should hope and see.
这些迷失真道的同龄。
To see that the members who are lost.
什么时候会一个一个回来呢？
When will they come back one by one?
啊，这个就是我们在祷告要下的功夫。
So this is what we have to work on in our prayers.
所以我们不必再勉励要多祷告。
And so we no longer have to encourage you to pray more.
我们反而要更要提醒祷告是要有功效的。
Rather, we should remind you that our prayers should be effective.
所以我们的心就显得更重要了。
And so our heart is even more important.
求主帮助我们。
We ask God to help us.
希望我们每一个人在心中都有一个功课。
That all of us have this type of work in our hearts.
我们所认识的同龄。
That the members that we know.
我们多久没有看到他了？
How long have we not seen them?
他在外面流浪。
They are wandering outside.
什么时候回到神的怀抱？
When can they return to God's embrace?
你我理当关心。
And you and I, we should care for this matter.
唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
406首。
406.